平安
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几次圣经。
Let's first read a few sections of the Bible.
第一次圣经在马可福音十一章二十二节到二十四节。
First we'll read Mark chapter 11 verses 22 to 24.
耶稣回答说你们当信服神。
And Jesus answered, saying to them, Have faith in God.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he is saying is going to happen,It will be granted him.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
我们再读一处希伯来书。
Let's turn to another section, Hebrews
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith,who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
再看希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn also to Hebrews chapter 13,
第七节第八节
verses 7 and 8.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们。效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct. Imitate their faith.
耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
主耶稣是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Our Lord Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
也就是说他激励了我们的起初的信心。
Which is to say he gave us that foundation of our belief.
他也让那个信心让得以成熟并得以完全。
And he is also the one who will complete and perfect our faith.
这个信心呢是出自于我们的主。
And so this faith is from our Lord.
那不是我们自己有的，没有人可以自夸。
It is not from ourselves that no one may boast.
那么他也要将这一点点的信心呢，带到完全的地步。
And he will take this little faith and bring it to the point of completion.
今天我要交通的就是当信服神。
Today what I want to share is to have faith in God or of God.
那也就是说让神的信心能够在我们里面
Which is to say, may the faith of God be within us
我们有些祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
父我们本是活在这世上没有指望没有神的人
Lord, we who live on this world were without hope apart from the Lord
但借着耶稣基督的宝血让我们得以亲近了神
But by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, we have drawn near to our Lord.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Our salvation is by faith through grace.
这不是出于我们自己，乃是神所赐的。
It's not of ourselves, but accomplished by the Lord.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It's not by our actions or deeds that no one may boast.
愿神赐恩怜悯我们
May the Lord continue to be gracious and merciful to us.
让我们在这信心的道路上不断的长进，以至于成熟。
That we will continue to walk on this path of faith until we are fully mature.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. 我们时常觉得自己信心不足，或者非常的小信。
Often we may feel that we lack faith or have very little faith.
都是因为我们被那个旧人所捆绑。
It's all because we are still in bondage to our old man.
像一颗种子，它有那个坚硬的外壳。
Like a seed with a hard outer shell.
若那个壳不破碎啊，那个里面的那个核呢，便没有办法突破，能够成长。
If the shell is not broken, then the seed within cannot grow.
在我家后面有两棵这个梅花树哈。
My backyard, I have these two plum trees.
是当初我岳父向朋友要来的。
My father-in-law received the seeds from a friend.
他要培养这个种子呢，发芽成长呢，他必须要在水里面泡一下。
In order to cultivate these seeds, you first have to take these two seeds and soak them in water.
这个慢慢的，它里面那个胚胎呢，会突破那个外壳，然后长出来。
And after a while, the kernel inside the seed would break the outer shell and emerge.
那么同样的，我们的生命呢，也是必须要经历过一些成长的过程。
Likewise, our life needs to also go through this process of growing.
那我们的旧人要破碎，然后这个新人才能够成长起来。
Our old man must first be broken, and our new man will be able to grow.
那么这个信心的长进呢，和生命的成长成熟过程呢，也都是有关的哈。
So the growth of our faith and the growth of the maturity of the new life within us are closely tied together.
然后有一件重要的事情，我们必须要能够来认识的。
There's one important thing that we need to understand.
那就是我们要认识我们的主耶稣基督是那信心创始成终的那一位。
That our Lord Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们不单是要来认识这件事情，而且呢，更是要时刻的去经历来体验它。
So not only do we have to acknowledge and understand this, but we also need to experience and exercise that.
因为那在我们里面的信心呢，是出于神的。
Because the faith within us is from God.
那也就是说，这信心是神的信心。
Which is to say that this faith is God's faith.
那了解这件事情以后呢，我们实际的去练习，去体会，然后去经历。那我们还有一段漫长的过程要走。
And so once we know this fact, we have to understand it and practice it and experience it. And then there would still be this period of growing to accomplish.
那这个对这件事情的认识呢，那也只是第一步开始而已。
And so understanding is still just the first step.
在马可福音十一章二十二节里面这样说
，In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, it says,
耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。”
Jesus answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God."
那个字面上的是讲到要有主的信心。
The literal meaning is to have the faith of God.
那或者说让神的信心。在我们里面
In other words, it says, "May the faith of God be in us, or in you."
在主里面的信心是丰满的，而且是完备的，而且有果效的。
So the faith of God is full and complete and effective.
像一粒芥菜种子的信心呢，它还没有发芽生长之前，似乎好像是迟滞，没有生命的迹象。
Like a mustard seed before it sprouts, it seems that there's no sign of life to it.
那么只等到他那个芽冒出来茁壮成长，那在人看来似乎是一件不能的事情，在反而在神看来是凡事都能。
And until that seed sprouts, and shows its life, to man it seems an impossible task, but to God nothing is impossible.
我们要信靠那无所不能的神。
We have to trust in our Almighty God.
那我们再来看这属神的信心是有哪些特点呢？
So now let's see what characteristics there are of this faith.
我们第一个呢，是这个信心呢，是在主耶稣里面的信心。
First, this faith is in our Lord Jesus.
我们来看以弗所书第一章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15.
以弗所一章十五节
Ephesians 1:15
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒
For this reason I too having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints
我们这边提到的这个信心呢是在主耶稣里面的信心
The faith mentioned here is the faith in the Lord Jesus.
因为我们在主里面而有的信心，也就是说，这信心是属主的。
So the faith we have, is a faith that belongs to the Lord.
是和主一样的信心。
It is the same faith as the Lord's.
当我们有这样子的信心来祈求或祷告的时候呢，这个效果是非常大的。
When we ask the Lord with this kind of faith, then it will have a great effect.
它是超乎我们所求所想的。
And it will be beyond what we ask or think of.
也唯有出于主这样的信心呢，才有它极大的功效。
And only with this faith in our Lord Jesus would our prayer have this great effect.
这是我们第一点提到它的特征是属主耶稣的信心。
So this is the first aspect of faith, which is the faith in the Lord Jesus.
那第二点呢，它这个信心是不是出于我们自己的
？The second is that this is a faith that is not of ourselves.
在以弗所书二章第八节里面
，In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
In verse 9, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
我们知道恩典和信心都是出自神的。
We know that grace and faith come from the Lord.
不是凭着我们的工作能够得来的。
And it's not something that we can receive due to our works.
我们乃是他手中的工作。
We are the workmanship in his hand.
在基督耶稣里面造成的。
And we are created in our Lord Jesus Christ.
是为要叫我们行善。
In order for us to do good works.
也就是神所预备要我们行的
and that the Lord has prepared for us that we may walk in them
我们在他里面也得了丰富
and we have received this fullness from the Lord
不是出于我们自己乃是神所赐的
and it is not of ourselves it is accomplished by God
没有人可以自夸
that no one may boast
这是第二点我们提到的这特征
this is the second point that we have brought up
第三点呢是讲到这个信心是因着他的信
Our third point is that this faith is of him
这是讲到这是属于神的信心
This is the faith of our Lord
同样在以弗所书第三章第十二节里面提到
As it says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse
12 我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧笃信不疑地来到神面前
In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him
我们 因信耶稣，那这个翻译呢，另外的翻译就是解释到是借着他的信心。
Where it says through faith in him, another translation says by the faith of him.
都因着我们在他的里面，基督所有的一切都成为我们的了。
And because we are in him, whatever belongs to Christ has become ours as well.
在希伯来书第二章第九节第十节里面提到，这个是 Colossians， 这个是哥罗西书第二章第九节第十节。
In Colossians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10，
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And in him you have been made complete.
在哥林多前书一章三十节里面提到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30，
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God in righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
神使基督耶稣成为我们的公义。
God made Christ Jesus our righteousness.
神又使他成为我们的圣洁。
God made him our sanctification.
神又使他成为我们的救赎。
God made him our redemption.
所以他的信心呢，也得由我们来支取。
And so his faith is therefore also at our disposal.
这个是何样的权柄，是何等有福的确据。
Well, what a great privilege that we have, and what a blessed assurance this is.
这边是提到第三点，因着他的信心，这是因着主耶稣在我们里面的信心。
And thirdly, this is by his faith or the faith of our Lord Jesus within us.
那第四点呢，这个特征呢，就是讲到因基督的信而来的义。
And our fourth point is by the faith of Christ.
那在腓立比书第三章第九节里面提到
，In Philippians chapter 3 verse 9 says，
我们并且得以在他里面。不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
那么这个义呢，不是因着行律法而得来的。
And so this righteousness does not come from the law,
而是本于信，从神那里得着的。
But it comes from faith, which comes from God,
乃是因着基督的信，
which is by the faith in Christ,
the faith of
or faith of Christ.
Yeah. 那这边这个有的翻译是说乃是有信，这中文的翻译是说乃是有信基督的义。
Some translations say, through faith, the righteousness of Christ.
Yeah, 他在有的翻译呢是讲到是借着基督的信。
And others translate by the faith of Christ.
我们所得到的意义呢，是因着信。
The righteousness we have obtained is through faith.
而这个信呢，是基督的信心。
And this faith is the faith of Christ.
不是凭着我们自己，乃是出于基督的信心。
And not of ourselves, but from the faith of Christ.
这是第三点，这个第四点在腓立比书这边提到，是因着基督的信。
So this is our fourth point, by the faith of Christ, as it is shared here in the Philippians.
那第五点呢，这个是信心创始成终的那一位。
And our fifth point is the author and perfecter of our faith.
希伯来书十二章第二节刚刚念到
The verse we read previously, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
那仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们起初的信心是神所激发的。
The beginning of our faith was stirred up by the Lord.
那么他也让那个信心让得以成熟完全。
And he will cause that faith to grow to maturity and completeness.
我们这个信心呢的源头是出于主。
So the origin of our faith is from the Lord.
不是我们自己有的。
It is not something that we had ourselves.
当我们有了起初的那个信心之后呢，然后如何成长，这则是靠着神的恩典。
And once we have received this initial faith, as to how it grows, it is still dependent upon the grace of God.
那么他也要把这一点点的信心呢，带到成熟的地步。
And he will take that little faith and cause it to mature to completeness.
第六个特点呢是讲到我们要效法那传给我们信心的人。
And our sixth point is that we need to imitate the faith of those who have shared it with us.
那在希伯来书十三章第七节第八节刚刚念到。
Again, in Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8, which we just read.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心。留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
这边讲到留心看传神之道给你们的人。
It says here, remember those who led you and spoke the word of God to you.
那么为什么他们的信心值得我们效法呢？
Why is their faith worthy of us to imitate?
他们能够得以坚定 不动摇，不随着这个世上的环境来变迁。
They were able to stand firm unwavering and not being moved by the ways of this world.
能够持守主的道，坚持走主的道路。
They were able to hold fast to the word of God and hold fast to his way.
重点就是在于刚刚这个 第八节这边提到。
And the main point is what it shares here in verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
也就是说这信心是出于主的。
Which is to say that this faith is also from the Lord.
这个是被主所坚固来扶持的。
And his faith was established and strengthened by the Lord.
而我们需要有一颗顺服的心，把自己交在神的手中。
And we need only to have an obedient heart to commit ourselves into his hand.
他必引领我们走到完全的地步。
And he will lead us to walk to the path of completion.
那最后我们来看一下这个马可福音十一章这一段。
And finally, let's turn back to the passage in Mark chapter 11.
耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。”
In verse 22, and Jesus answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God."
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说：“你挪开此地，投在海里”，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart.But believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
这边讲到当信服神，一般翻成对神有信心。
Here it says, have faith in God, most.Translations will say to put our trust in God.
那么 在字面上讲到就是说要有神的信心。
But a literal translation would say, have the faith of God.
或者说让神的信心在你们里头。
Which is to say, may the faith of God be in you.
那么什么样是神的信心呢？
And so what is this faith of God?
他说有就有，命立就立。
What he says is, and what he commands will occur.
同时在创世纪里面提到，起初神创造天地。
As it says in Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
第三节讲到神说要有光就有了光。
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
这就是我们的神。
This is our God.
他对自己的话是有绝对的把握。
He has absolute surety in his words.
这就是神的信心。
And this is the faith of God.
他对自己的话没有疑惑。
And he has no doubts of his words.
他的所作为和他所说的是一致的。
What he says is, and what he does are exactly the same.
我们要有神的信心，不只是一件可能的事情。
So we ought to have the faith of God. And this is not just a possibility for us.
这也是一个命令。
It is also a command.
在我们里面没有信心，而我们有的那一点点的信心呢，都是神的信心。
We have no faith of our own, and what little faith that we have within us is from God.
所以说，无论何人对这山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him.
所以告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
我们不仅是相信我们将要得着，
And so we should not only believe that we will eventually receive.
我们乃是相信已经得着了。
We ought to believe that we have already received it.
这个信心，在这个信心里面，我们先得着我们所求的。
So in faith, we first receive what we have asked for.
然后在事实上，我们将要得着。
And in truth, we will receive it in the future.
我们不等到我们实际的得着，而是在信心里面我们先得着了。
And so it's not that we first wait to receive it, but in our hearts we have already first received it.
我们然后按照我们里面的信心给我们成就。
And therefore, according to the faith in our heart, it will be given to us.
这乃是神的信心。
This is the faith of God.
而并不是在心里面妄想。
It's not just a hope that we may have in our heart.
当然我们祈求祷告的时候要按着神的旨意。
And of course when we pray and ask, we have to ask according to His will.
我们才有那确据相信他必要回应。
And only then will we have the surety that He will answer our prayer.
我们若真与神合一并知道他的旨意，我们所求祈求祷告的时候，我们必有信心得着所求的。
If we are truly one with the Lord and understanding of His will and knowing His will, then when we ask and pray, we will have the faith to receive what we have asked for.
不然我们便是缺乏了信心。
Otherwise, we will have a lack of faith.
那信心和盼望也不同。
And faith and hope are different.
那盼望是期待这个事情能够成就。
Hope is to expect something to be done.
然而信心呢，是相信事情已经成就了。
And faith is to believe that this thing has already been done.
因为信心是所望之事的实底。
For faith is a substantiating of things hoped for.
我们的确是 所盼望的事情，但信心将它成就了。
Surely we have things that we hope for, but faith is the accomplishment of those things.
那么信心是神，是看见神所看见的。
And faith is to see what God sees.
也就是我们所求所想的那些事情。
And it is the things that we ask and think of.
也就是我们借着神的话能够来说出合乎他旨意的事情。
It is through His words that we pray for things according to His will.
我们若发表他的信心，必要相信并且得着。
If we speak in His will and His faith, we must believe and we will receive it.
事情必得成就
and the things will be accomplished.
那么如此的操练呢的信心的生活呢似乎上在事实上有些困难
and so the actual exercise of this faith may be difficult.
但我们仔细想想如果任何不足以此的事情这个信心便这便不是出于我们的信心
But if we think about it, any effort less than this would not be from faith.
那么，信心是相信神和神的话。
Faith is believing in God and in His word.
相信神的旨意。
To believe in God's will.
还相信神的能力。
To believe in His power.
相信我们必要成就。
Believing that it will be accomplished.
这乃是神的信心。
And this is God's faith.
那最后我用自己的一些经历来结束
And I will conclude with a few experiences of my own
在我职场的生涯里面呢我经过许多公司倒闭合并裁员这些事情
And in my career I've been through experiences where the company has gone through bankruptcy and mergers I've been laid off
那么印象最深刻的是这么那那一次我祷告的时候
I have this vivid impression of one time where I was praying
在我开口祷告的时候呢里面一首赞美的诗歌临到我
While I was praying a hymn of praise came out from within me
那里面就充满了感谢和赞美
And soon I was filled with praise and worship
那我自己也忘了在我求些什么事情
And I forgot what I was going to pray for.
那么就感觉到一身的轻省。
And I was totally relieved.
所有的劳苦重担都卸下。
All the difficulties and burdens were shed.
那我得着在主里面的安息。
And I received this rest in the Lord.
用诗篇第三章第三节的这一节圣经。
And using Psalm chapter 3, verse 3,
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head.
当神的荣耀得着称赞的时候，他心意也得着了满足。
When the glory of God is praised,
那我们在他里面同样的也得着了满足。
He will be satisfied, and we, likewise, who are in Him, will also be satisfied.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's continue with another word of prayer.
父啊，施恩，怜悯我们。
Lord, truly, we ask that you be gracious to us.
让我们在这信心的道路上不断的成长。
That on this path of faith, we will continue to grow.
直到众人。在真道上同归于一
that we would all be united in the truth
这是神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
that all of your children would grow up to the full maturity of our Lord Jesus Christ
那说要来的必来
that he who comes will come
必不迟延
and he will not delay
让我们持定我们的信心直到主来的日子
May we stand firm in our faith until the day of the Lord's return.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 16.
让我们翻开罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16. We will read verses 17 through 20 for context, but focus in on verses 19 and 20.
我们来读十七节到二十节，但我们专注在十九节。
Alright, it reads, Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
罗马书十六章十七到二十节，弟兄们，那些离间你们、叫你们跌倒、背后所挟之道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们，因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督，只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜，但我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Lord, we truly pray that you will bless your word to our hearts.
我们实在赞美你的话语，因为你的话语进入我们的心里。
Lord, help us to see this book as it is in truth.
让我们可以看见这本书背后的真理。
That these are the very words of God.
这是真实从神来的话语。
And may we allow your word to treat us.
愿你的话语在我们里面做工。
The way we need to be treated.
照着我们必须要来被你来做工的方式。
Lord, truly, we are but sinners.
主啊，确实我们什么都不是，只是罪人而已。
And we are every bit dependent on your help.
我们每点点滴滴都依赖于你的帮助。
So Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
主啊，我们把下面的时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
So as Paul is about to close this weighty letter of Romans,
这十六章保罗准备结束这个非常有分量的罗马书。
He commends all of the servants of the Lord for their obedience to the faith.
他表扬这些罗马教会里面的人，因为他们对真道的顺服。
So we can see here the heart of Paul.
这里我们可以看见保罗的心。
What was on his heart was the outflow of this Christian love.
他的心里涌流出这个基督徒的爱。
And with this love is the unity among all the brothers and sisters who were believers in Rome.
因着这样的爱，罗马教会里面所有的弟兄姐妹就可以在主里合一。
And Paul was glad for this.
保罗为这个欢喜。
Yet he gives a solemn warning.
但是也给了我们很严肃的一个警告。
Satan does not have much to do, with a church that isn't much different from the world.
所以撒旦对着教会的攻击跟世界上的不太没有什么差别。
But he will target a fellowship and harmony of people who obey God.
他要以那些比较和睦的教会为他攻击的目标。
God's people, who love one another, serve one another, labor for each other, and even lay down their lives for one another.
那个神的教会，大家都彼此相爱，彼此服侍，甚至为别人彼此舍命的话。
Satan will do all he can to cause division and disrupt this unity that is so precious.
撒旦要尽一切的所能，将会将这个教会分裂。
So Paul instructs the believers at Rome to be wise unto that which is good and simple or innocent concerning evil.
所以他提醒罗马的基督徒，让他们要在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
And this instruction is not just to overcome false teachers.
这个教导 不光只是要来胜过这些假教师。
But this should be the manner, in which, we live our daily lives.
这也是我们每天过日常生活的一个方式。
So that we may live victoriously in Christ.
那我们就可以在基督里得胜。
So you notice in verses 20 and 24.
我们注意一下第二十和二十四节。
We see a double greeting of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
我们可以看到他两次讲到神的恩典与你们同在。
You can see this as having two paths that are before us.
我们可以知道在我们前面有两条道路。I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
We can see this double call or portion of grace because there are two paths before us.
可以看到我们可以得到这个两份的祝福，因为在我们前面有两条道路。
There is the path of good and the path of evil.
有一个善的道路和恶的道路。
And two entities, the God of peace and Satan.
两条道路上也有不同的，一个是神，另外一个就是撒旦。
To believe on these verses requires us to have a genuine belief in the God of peace.
如果我们能够信服神的话的话，我们需要在神里面有一个真实的信心。
And also it is required to have a genuine belief in who Satan is, according to the Bible.
我们也有一个对从圣经里面得来的对撒旦的一个认识。
if we truly do not believe in a God of peace, then peace in our hearts will merely ebb and flow with the circumstances of our lives.
这样的话，我们里面的平安就会因着我们周围的环境而改变，不会有平安。
If you believe in a God of peace, but don't believe in Satan,
如果你只相信有平安的神，你不信有撒旦的话。
His true nature, his true character, then you might not see a real need to take the way of the life set forth by the God of peace.
如果你不知道不认识撒旦的话，不相信有撒旦的话，你就觉得你不会自己不需要依靠神。
Satan is not a cartoon character that we've seen on TV.
撒旦并不是我们看的动画片上的一个人物。
He doesn't have horns and a pitchfork.
就是皮蛋。
He doesn't have horns and a pitchfork.
他没有脚，有那个卡通的那些特性。卡通片里面的那个特征，古怪的长相。
Satan in the Bible is described as a murderer.
圣经里面讲到撒旦是一个是杀人的。
He's the father of lies.
他是说谎之人的父。
He is as a roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he may devour.
他像吼叫的狮子，到处寻找可以吞吃的人。
He's the accuser of the brethren.
他是弟兄的控告者。
And he is the master of deception.As he even is transformed into an angel of light.
他是一个非常有经验的欺骗者，他甚至把他自己伪装成光明的天使。
And all these things came to be simply because he despised the idea of God having government over his life.
他这所有一切的行为都是因为他轻看神在他身上的主权。
If a preacher or those role models among us, such as our parents, if they are saved and truly believe in the God of peace and Satan, then they will follow the example of Paul.And they will do all they can to keep us wise unto that which is good.
如果我们当中信主的，就像我们的父母一样，如果他真的是个，一个信徒的话，他就会尽一切的力量，要顺服保罗的教导，在善上聪明，恶上愚拙。
And they will also.Keep us as innocent as possible concerning evil.
Oh, 他也不光让我们这个真正的信徒会竭力在善上聪明，恶上愚拙。
See the Greek word behind innocent or sinful, they're synonymous words, but it means unmixed, pure, unacquainted with.Or inexperienced.
这个愚拙，它那个希腊文的话有很多有一些意思，就是比较单纯，不会没有诡诈，无辜清白。
If we are to know as much as we can.According to the Bible, on how to live right and to know what is good, it's going to require some diligence.
如 果我们要想在圣经里面找到如果到底是什么是善神所 喜悦的话，我们需要殷勤查经。
Just as we feed our physical bodies with food,
就像我们要肉身上需要食物，
so must we nourish our spiritual lives daily with the word.
我们也需要滋养我们属灵的生命，用神的话语来喂养。
And concerning evil,I'll just read quickly these two passages from 1 Thessalonians 5 that we are commanded to abstain from every form of evil.
讲到这恶，我想看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书，可是 repeat after you.
1 Thessalonians 5:22. We are to abstain from every form of evil.
就是帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五章22节说你要禁各样的恶事，要禁止不做。
And Ephesians 5:11, to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
腓立比书五章十一节也讲到。那些行暗昧事情，对那些行暗昧邪恶之事的人，不要和他们一伙。
Do not experiment or calculate how close you think you can get without sinning.
不要检查或者是就计算。你到底你恶还有犯罪还有多远？
Don't let evil hang around or entertain the thoughts.
不要让恶事来攻击，来影响你的思想意念。
Be familiar with, but do not study in depth the ways of false doctrine.
你需要了解这些假教性的里面的诡计。
Lest we be ensnared by the tempter.
那么不要落在诱惑我们的撒旦的网络里。
We must constantly guard our hearts and our minds.
我们需要常常保守我们的心和意念。
Because the mind of the natural man is constantly warring against the mind of Christ.
我们天然人的思想意念是常常与神的心思相抵触、相抵违背的。
But if we do not heed to this warning,
如果我们不听保罗的这些劝告，
or if we have not come to the knowledge of the Lord yet and have no plans to,
如果我们不以基督为主，也不计划让他成为我们的主，
the life of disobedience.Will result in an education in evil.
这样的我们的生命的话，就会带来我们会行恶。
So this battle has gone on since the beginning of the creation.
这个征战从创世之前就已经开始了。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
让我们翻开创世纪第一章。
This, as many of us may be familiar with, is the creation account.
我们 大家可能对神的创造都比较熟悉。
And for sake of time, I won't read the verses, but I want to point out this particular phrase.
嗯，因为时间关系，我不想把所有的经节读一遍，但是我想专注在一几句话，有几个词。
First in verse 4, that God saw the light, that it was good.
一章四节，神看光是好的。
Verse number 10.
第十节。
He called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters seas, and God saw that that was good.
神称旱地为地，称水的聚处为海，神看着是好的。
We see this again in verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
And verse 31.
三十一节。
Where...God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
31节，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
And this statement is found 7 times in this chapter.
这个宣告是在这章里面有三，这章有出现了七次。
Whenever God does a work, it is always perfect and complete.
当神做工的话，它都是完全完美的。
If we just turn in our minds back to Romans,
让我们再想回到，只想再回到罗马书。
Romans 1 began with God as the creator.
罗马书第一章也讲到，提到神就是那个造物主。
So the whole key to life and living a joyful, victorious life is believing that God is the creator.
我们如果要活出一个正常得胜的生活的话，首先要相信神是创造者。
Said that he would have us wise concerning good.
神说，保罗说，我们要在善上聪明。
And as we read here in Genesis, what God did was he made this world and all the creatures for good.
创世纪也讲到，神创造这个世界和一切的活物。看着都是好的。
And this world was full of good, and he created man.
这世上都是好的，他也创造了人。
And placed him into it.
将人放在这个世上。
See that all that ever came from God was good.
所以凡是从神来的都是好的。
But let's see what happened later in the Garden of Eden.
让我们再来看一下后来伊甸园发生了什么事。
If we turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
And I'll quickly read verses 1-3.
我快速地读一下一到三节。
Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said,You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。神对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
And this is not what God had said.
这是人如何堕落的原因。
And do you know what Satan left out in verse 1?
可以看见在第一三章第一节里面提到蛇。
He left out, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it.
他说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Indeed, how cunning was Satan.
看上去神，看上去撒旦好像很好心。
But Eve focused on the one thing that God held back from her.
但是夏娃她光光的专注的神有一件把她 保留的事情，神唯一的一件保留的事情。
She really wondered, and probably even all the good that was given to her paled in comparison to this fruit that grew on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
她就不看神给她所有一切好的良善的食物，她就专注在神不让她吃的那棵树上的果子。
So men and women are in this garden where everything is good.
神，男人和女人在这个伊甸园，所有的事物都是好的。
So what do they have by, what do they have to gain by eating, of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil?
他们吃了分别三个树上的果子以后。有什么后果呢？得到什么了呢？
It's not the knowledge of good, as that was already theirs.
不仅他们可以分别善，知道善。
What they gained was a knowledge of evil.
他们得到的是得到了恶的知识。
The only thing you gain by turning away from God is the knowledge of evil.
所有让我们转离神的都是分别善，都是恶树上来自恶的。
The only thing you gain if you turn away from the Bible and the fellowship of God's people is this knowledge of evil.
如果你转离跟神的儿女们的交通的话，这个是来自恶的。
You see here that they didn't know the reason, for God's command.
我们可以看到他们不知道神命令他们不可吃那个树上是到底是什么原因的。
And it was only until Eve took of that tree.
只有当夏娃吃了那棵树上的果子以后才显明。
That she gained the knowledge of evil.
她知道什么是恶了。
So this evil that we're referring to is the consequence or outworking of sin.
这个恶是因为罪带来的后果。
If we go down to Genesis 3 verse 16.
我们再来继续往前读创世纪三章十六节。
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚。
And in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children.
你生下儿女必多受苦楚。
And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
你必面目你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
When Eve took of the fruit, and later Adam, this introduced sin.
当夏娃吃了那棵树上的果子，又给她丈夫亚当的话，就把这个罪带给了亚当。
And God had to reestablish the order by vesting it to man.
所以神要来恢复对人的罪。神要来恢复，并且亚当也因此受到了惩罚。
So Eve brought this on herself by following the serpent and not trusting in the word of the Lord.
因为夏娃犯罪是因为她不信神，听了蛇的话。
And we see today.
我们看见今天。
Many stories of children breaking their mother's heart.
很多儿女们实在是伤了他们父母的心。
Children walking in the ways of the world.
如果是儿女们要是靠顺从主的话的话。
Husbands who do not know the meaning of the word of God when it says they are to lead the home.
儿女们不听主的话，丈夫们也不是也没有听主的话，因为他们是家里的头，是妻子的主。
Either they do not lead the home, or they abuse the role God gave to the man.
他们不仅没有带领这个家庭，甚至来伤害神给他们的妻子。
All this pain and heartache and sorrow came from that one decision to eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所有这些的痛苦和苦楚都是因为人吃了那颗分别善恶树上的果子。
So how about the man?
人怎么样呢？刚刚讲的是女人，现在人呢？男人呢？
He ate with her.
他当时是跟妻子在一起的。
He had the same command and broke the same command.
他有从神来的吩咐，是同样的，跟夏娃一样的从神来的吩咐。
And for sake of time, we won't read it, but the man learned his sorrow is outlined in verses 17 through 19.
我时间关系我不能读了。他男人所承受的惩罚就是在17和18节。
See, all of these things were not didn't exist before Adam took of that fruit.
这些所有的惩罚咒诅在他没有吃分别善恶树之前的时候都不存在的。
The penalty for man was also sorrow or pain.
对人男人的惩罚也是苦楚和痛苦。
In sorrow shalt thou eat of the cursed ground all the days of your life.
他必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
And again, all of this is what man received because he didn't trust in the God of peace.
所有的后果都是因为人男人没有信靠平安的神。
God said, you became wise concerning evil. You asked to become wise concerning evil, and I will grant you your request.
神说，你既然愿意知道恶，我就让你知道，我就答应你的要求，给你知道什么是恶。
See, wouldn't it be better to trust the word of the Lord?
所以我们实在是需要来相信神的话。
Instead of trying to reach your arm out to grab that one fruit that God is keeping back from you.
我们不应该就伸出我们的手臂抓住神吩咐我们唯一不可吃的那个树上的果子。
In our heart of hearts, we have this idea that we think we're missing out on something.
在我们心里常常有这样的思想，我们好像就缺了一个什么东西。
Oh, what good is going to church and reading my Bible?
去教会读圣经有什么好处呢？
I see my friends. I see all these students on campus doing all kinds of things.
我看见我的朋友还有校园里别的同学都做各种各样的事情都有的。
But we have to have faith to believe that Adam and Eve already told us what we are missing.
但是我们应该相信亚当和夏娃已经告诉我们，我们到底缺失的是什么。
Yes, there indeed was something God was not telling them about.
确实，神吩咐了他们有一件事情。
And that is today's equivalent of sickness and disease.
就像跟现在的疾病啊，病痛啊，病症一样的类似的。
Injustice.
在公义、公平。
And murder.
谋杀。
And violence and strife and division.
暴力、尊敬、分裂。
All these things you have been missing.
这些东西是我们好像是缺失的。
Because at least up to that point, you were obedient to the Father.
我们到了某一点，我们需要来顺服耶稣基督，而不应该听从撒旦。
You see, when God gives us commandments,
当神给我们诫命的话,
this is a test of our heart.
这是对我们心的一个试验。
And do we trust that God knows what is best?
我们相信神给我们的都是最好的吗?
Do we trust that He loves us and desires for us to have that same peace and joy?
我们相信神让我们希望我们有和他一样的平安和喜乐吗?
All the fruit of the Spirit that the Holy Ghost will lavish upon a believer.
所有圣灵所结的果子都可以达到信他的人。
The Lord is saying, "Why would you want to experience evil for yourself?"
主说，你为什么要经历 什么是恶的经历，什么是恶经历那些恶事呢？
God's word tells you what alcohol does.
神的话告诉你酒精对你有什么影响吗？
God's word tells you what rebellion does.
神的话告诉你那些酒是什么，还有悖逆是什么意思？
What laziness does.
懒散是什么意思？ 做了什么？
And what immoral living does.
世上的，活在世界上，世俗里是什么？
Now the question is, isn't there enough evidence from this world that disobeying God does not work out so well?
在这世上不是很多的见证，就是说，那违背神会带来什么后果吗？
So back to Romans 16.
罗马书，我们再回到罗马书十六章。
The Bible tells us that we need God's grace to see the God of peace for who He is.
我们圣经里面告诉我们，我们需要是平安的神来帮助我们。
And we need God's grace to see Satan for who He is.
我们也需要借着神的平安的神帮助我们可以认清撒旦的作为，撒旦是谁。
And we move on to verse 20.
我们来读罗马书十六章二十节。
This is the promise that God will giveIf verse 19 is our way of living.
这个是神给我们的应许，知道我们如何生活。
The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
Now certainly there is a prophecy, that is.Being foreshadowed here.
其实也在这里是一个预表。
But the immediate context is that these Romans will have victory in their own lives.
就是讲到这些罗马教会的人会在他们的生活中会得胜的。
Because at this time, Christ has not subdued all of his enemies under his feet.
因为在那时候，神还没有将撒旦践踏在他们脚下。
Satan hasn't been bruised under Christ's feet at this time.
那时候，撒旦还没有被神践踏在他们脚下。
So if you obey, if you devote yourself to learning and understanding all the good things that God has for you, and do everything you can to be innocent concerning evil.
如果你尽一切的努力将自己献给神，并且尽力在恶上与主，
you'll find that you won't have to.Fight the devil or rebuke the devil.
你会发现你不要和仇敌征战，你也不要斥责他。
You'll ask, where is Satan?
你说，哎，撒旦在哪里呢？
And he will be under your feet.
他自然的就在你的脚下。
Because Satan will not have dominion over you unless.You give it to him.
因为撒旦在你身上没有任何权柄，除非你自己把这个权柄给他。
after considering these passages, I personally want to have as much peace as I can in my life.
读了这些话语的话，我个人我就想，在我的生活中，我尽量有越来越多的平安。
There is enough evil in this world.
在这世上的恶已经够多的了。
Whether we're receiving evil from outside, or we create evil due to our own foolishness.
不管我们是这个恶是从外面来的，还是我们在我们自己里面自己做的恶。
I don't want to learn more evil.
我实在不想的知道更多的恶。
I don't want to experience more evil than I have to.
我没有必要要经历更多的恶，知道什么是恶。
So Paul wanted God's peace to abide in the hearts and lives of those to whom he was preaching.
保罗希望神的平安住在他们里面，住在他罗马这些信徒里面。
So we have to realize that Satan is waging a war against the testimony of believers and the testimony of his church.
我们知道撒旦是要来竭力来摧毁教会的见证，我们的见证。
So we ought to trust God this morning.
今天早上我们要来信靠神。
Not just to save you, but trust that everything that he asks of you is from the heart of a loving Savior.
不光只是他是我们的救主，也知道他所给我们的一切都是出于他慈爱的心。
God wants your life to be as good as it can be in a world like this.
神让我们在这样的世上可以活出
May we trust in the Lord.
尽量好的生活，善的生活，让我们都来信靠主。
Now let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们实在为着你的话感谢你。
Lord, may we believe that grace and peace can only be given by the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们实在是相信平安和怜悯只能从我们的天父和主耶稣基督来。
And may we realize that the peace that you give passes all understanding.
愿你我们可以非常的清楚的认识你给我们的平安。
And this peace will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这个平安会保守我们的心思意念在主耶稣基督里面。
Lord, we thank you. We yield our lives unto you.
哦，主啊，我们把我们的生命献给你。
May you continue doing your perfect work in us.
在继续在我们里面做你那完全的工作。
And we give you all the thanks and praise.
把所有的感谢赞美献给你。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.